Good afternoon and welcome to the Gordon Fieldhouse at RIT. Thank you very much for coming today. It is a joyous occasion as we look at our inaugural Innovation and Creativity Festival, Imagine RIT. This is a great opportunity for students, faculty, and staff to show all things innovative and creative that happen here on a daily basis. In so many disciplines, across so many disciplines, it's an exciting day for RIT. And now to announce our premier sponsor and the event, we have a rather innovative way that our speakers are coming in. Please join me in a round of applause for President Bill Dessler and Bob Moore from Paytech. I'm happy to introduce Bill Dessler, our ninth president at RIT. It's his vision and creativity that decided it was time for us to show off RIT in many, many ways. Please welcome President Bill Dessler.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Barry. I want to take that thing home. That was fun. I think it was probably about a year or so ago when I began to consider the opportunity here at RIT that I began to study the institution, and I became struck almost immediately by the extraordinarily rich program we have here in terms of the intellectual strengths represented on this campus. We have, of course, the typical right brain programs in engineering, technology, science, and business. But we also have all these wonderful left brain programs, programs in film and art, animation, art, photography, for example, a School of American Crafts, and on the top of the whole thing, you have the National Technical Institute for the Deaf, which adds an element of diversity that you simply won't find on any other campus. So the more I began to think about it, the more I realized that this had to be a real center of innovation and creativity, with all these right-brainers running around bumping into the left-brainers. And it turned out that that was really true when we got here. So we decided early on to begin planning a major festival in which we would show off all of this innovative and creative activity of the world. And we've planned for May 3rd, rain or shine, that's a Saturday, folks, an extraordinary open house here on the RIT campus to which we are inviting the Rochester region and the world. We're inviting all of our alums, parents of our students, prospective students, current faculty, staff, and alums. Anybody who wants to come can come, absolutely free to the public, on May the 3rd, starting at 10 o'clock. We will show you on that day more than 400 examples of student, faculty, and staff innovation and creativity on this campus. And a range of examples of those 400-plus exhibits are shown here today. So after this brief program, I hope you'll wander around and see the various exhibits that we've brought along today just for this little mini preview exposition of what's going to happen on Imagine RIT Day. We are hoping, of course, to draw a large crowd to this festival. The number I've thrown out is 30,000 people. I've been told that 30,000 people have never been assembled in the city of Rochester for a single event. I find that hard to believe, but in any case, it's a large number. So you might imagine where it came from. Well, it came from the fact that we actually have 30,000 RIT alums living in the greater Rochester region. So if only our alums came to this event, we could get 30,000 folks out to campus. So I'm hoping, actually, that we do much better than just get our alums out to the campus. I'm hoping that the whole region will show up. I'm hoping that people come from far away. But I hope that the whole community comes out and gets a chance to see what this extraordinary campus has become. Now, I'd like to actually introduce our lead corporate sponsor for this event. One cannot put on an event of this magnitude without some significant underwriting expenses. And we have been privileged to have gotten the support of several significant corporate and individual sponsors for this event, and I'll detail a few of them later. But the single most important sponsor is our keynote, our sort of platinum sponsor for the event, the Paytech Corporation. And here today to talk to you from Paytech is Bob Moore, the Chief Information Officer at Paytech. Bob?
Thank you, President Dessler. I'm happy to be here to represent Paytech and very excited to be able to participate in the Imagine RIT program. President Dessler noted that this festival will help educate the community on the creativity and innovation that is produced here at RIT. As an RIT graduate in computer science, I can tell you firsthand how important it is to Paytech and many other companies to be involved in this event. Not only did my career in information technology start here at RIT, but quite literally depends on the innovation and creativity spawned here. Paytech's success has been built on the idea that unique customer solutions support great customer service. And Paytech's success is primarily due to the creative approach that we take to solving those problems for our customers. Paytech currently employs well over 100 RIT grads in many departments at RIT, at Paytech. There's a reason we looked at RIT, the ability that RIT graduates have to approach problems from many angles and have confidence to try something new. One of the earliest Paytech taglines was, where communications has become an art. In our view, creativity does not have to be limited to art or film studios, but can easily come from software or network engineers. Innovation and creativity are attributes that professionals and prospective graduates must possess. The success of today's companies and our global economy depends on them. Paytech looks forward to returning on May 3rd to experience that what can be imagined can become reality quite possibly by future Paytech employees. Thank you.
I'd like to briefly announce a couple of additional sponsors, significant sponsors for the Imagine RIT Festival. Toyota will become the official Welcome Center sponsor, and I believe that we have Kim Demko here from Toyota. Kim, raise your hand. Thanks very much. Everyone who comes to the festival will come through the Welcome Center, where they'll learn information about where those 400 or 500 different exhibits are and how to get there. And we'll also have, as the WOW Center sponsor, that's the WOW Center will be in here in the Gordon Fieldhouse, the Xerox Corporation will also be our WOW Center sponsor, and we're very grateful to Xerox Corporation for their long and storied partnership with this institution. We don't have a representative from Xerox here, but I hope we'll give them a hand anyway. And we've received some state support as well, particularly I'd like to acknowledge Jim Alesi, our senator, who has spent so much time and energy advocating for RIT in Albany. And in fact, that's where Jim is today. but we want to thank him very much. He also is finding some state funding to help the festival out. And there will be numerous other corporate sponsors. And I believe that we're going to show those. Here they are. These are the ones that are already on board. And we have a number of others, if I remember. There you go. So a few of the others. So you'll see that we have quite a number of corporate sponsors who are helping to underwrite the expense of this extraordinary event for us. I want to take this opportunity to make sure we can answer any questions that the press or the public have about this event. And after that, I want everybody to just feel free to wander around and talk to some of these students and faculty about these example exhibits we have out here. You might notice there's an automobile here. There's everything from automobiles to pottery to pop-up books to a fancy new computer touchscreen display, to computer gaming, to a concrete canoe. Okay. And by the way, you could port this concrete canoe. It's so light. Okay, so, by the way, one thing I would like to mention for our own community members here, one of the great things about this festival is also going to be we're going to be able to see what each of us in our own community does. You know, we all work so hard in our own little offices doing our own little thing, and we somehow forget that there's several thousand others at work doing similarly creative things all across the campus. And so we're going to be able to wander around the campus ourselves and see the extraordinary range of activity at work here. So thanks to everybody for coming. Please take a look at the example exhibits, and we'll be happy to be on hand. Bob and I will be on hand here to answer any questions that come up. Thanks very much.